We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get connected with Rich Keefe on Twitter at Keefe21. Now back to more of Dale and Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness? Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Right.
We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
So here's a few things you can do to prevent giving a creepy crawler a home in your hair.
Actually levitated her out of the bed in the master chamber, out into the parking lot, and tried to draw her up into a craft.
I have real daggers. The plastic ones, I can twirl.
I ate shrimp and lobster sauce and pork and foo young. Never got hurt.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday at noon 30.
Never got hurt either.
Never got hurt. He was the Iron Man of the Braintree
and
Flag
a two-time
Football
MVP.
League. Yeah, not bad. He retired early. Let the young guys
take over. Yeah, because can't keep hogging all the
awards.
No, it was
a passing of the torch moment there in Braintree. It's time for Kiefer Madness, though, Dale. And believe it or not, this one actually has something to do with sports.
Oh.
It's a sports madness.
This
because
is very unusual.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are down to their third-string quarterback.
They are.
Of course, Roethlisberger went down. He's out for the season. Mason Rudolph went down. Didn't need a cart.
Come on, Mason. You can get yourself off the field. You're fine.
We're going to remove your face mask and then have you stumble off the field anyway.
The look on his face when he sat up on the ground and the face mask was off and that look in his eyes like...
Yeah, kind of hard to watch, really.
I have a green coconut. Which way to the train station?
Yeah, he had no clue. So
yeah.
I'm going out on a limb. He won't be ready for Sunday.
I'd fairly safe assumption, yeah.
So undrafted rookie Devlin Hodges gets the start.
Not familiar with his work.
No, but you're about to be.
Oh.
You're about to get to know Devlin Hodges. First of all, his name came up on the show yesterday, and we had a difficult time really pinpointing where he went to school.
I don't think it was the Samford that you're thinking about in Connecticut.
That's Stamford.
No, Stanford's in California.
No, Stanford. I'm saying Samford.
Samford. Yes, that's your thing about that in Connecticut.
No, that's
Stamford.
Stamford is in Connecticut.
Stan. Andrew Luck School. California.
Stanford. That's in Palo Alto. That's in California.
There's a city called Stamford, which does not have a school.
That's in Connecticut.
S-T-A-M.
So take the T out, and you have
Samford.
Is this even where this idiot went?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes, somewhere in
Alabama.
I mean, when Wiggy stopped and said Stan, I almost fell out of my chair. He's like, Stan. I'm like, no, why?
It's like when he's tweeting the wrong AB and stuff.
Yeah, no, he absolutely was. So that was great. So he did go to Samford, which is a 1AA school, or it's now they call it FCS. It's down in Alabama or whatever, so they play a lot of those southern schools like Wofford and the Citadel. And that's where they found this guy, Devlin Hodges, but he also has... Besides quarterback ability, he has another very important skill, Dale.
Okay.
Samford quarterback Devlin Hodges is what we like to call a dual threat. On one hand, he holds 21 Samford records and is approaching the FCS all-time passing yards record.
So that's one thing that he does well.
Does he play a mean guitar?
Well, that's a good guess.
They had that rockin' soundtrack.
It is. That's a good guess. No, he is not. Like, remember Barry Zito played the guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that was his big thing?
Yeah.
Bernie Williams, I think, played the guitar.
Not like that.
No.
A little smoother, light,
he was much
light
better.
Jazz.
Barry Zito was sneaky trash at the guitar. And they'd always like hype it up and they'd do specials like, hey, it's Barry Zito. And like, he's just playing like Nirvana. Like, everybody could play Nirvana.
FCS all-time passing yards record.
At the same time, what I want to do each and every week is, you know, win football games.
But in the other hand... The quarterback won the state duck calling championship.
That's right, Dale. Devlin Hodges, the new quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, is one of the great duck callers of our time.
There's a state duck calling championship.
Well, then you win your state, you have to move on
to go to the nationals. Regionals first,
regionals,
probably.
Yeah, then...
Yeah. The quarterback won the state duck calling championship over the weekend. In fact, he might be a natural.
He's a natural duck caller. That's what they believe anyway. How do you... You either have it or you don't.
Don't you use a device?
Well, yeah, but same with like a saxophone. I mean, Dale,
is this sort of like playing a kazoo.
Well, listen, you could hand you a saxophone. You could hand Kenny G a saxophone. Who's gonna make better noise?
He'd be better,
right? So that's very similar. Yeah. I would imagine.
I mean, a lot of people don't believe me, but it's my first time picking up a competition duck call in a couple of years.
You know, I hadn't been in too many duck calling competitions. I used to just do it for sport, but now I'm doing it in competition.
You used to just do it to impress the ladies before.
But... attract ladies. You get more ducks with a duck call, Dale.
I mean, a lot of people don't believe me, but it's my first time picking up a competition duck call.
Who's like, I don't believe you.
What?
I don't believe you. This is your first time you've been in a competition, Devlin?
In a couple of years.
Hodges first began duck hunting when he was 10 years old.
All right. He's a young duck hunter.
Got an early start at it.
Me too. I think. I mean, for the Nintendo, we had Duck Hunt, and I would play probably about 10, a little bit younger.
I used to love those gun things.
Great game.
Oh, it was great.
That's really ahead of its time.
And if, once in a while, you'd cheat, and you'd get right up by the TV.
Yeah, that was bad. Yeah, that was a little easy.
Yeah.
Then the dog's laughing at you when you miss. He was a real son of a gun.
3 years later, he won the Junior Duck Calling World Championship.
Whoa.
Now how do you feel? That's pretty good. A world champion duck caller.
I'd been deer hunting my whole life, and then one of my dad's buddies was like, hey, y'all need to go duck hunting. And we just kind of, we went, I think we killed one duck and thought it was the coolest thing ever.
We killed one duck, and I was like, wow.
Woohoo!
Wow, you made a fan of me for life.
Can I snap his neck,
duck.
Daddy?
Killed one duck. That's not a great day out there, is it?
I don't know.
Don't you kill a whole bunch of ducks?
Wouldn't you think if he was a world champion duck caller, he'd have had thousands of them around?
You would think. I mean, but maybe that was before.
Texter, by the way, taking us to task.
Oh, boy. Here
we go. Try duck calling before you knock it. Tough as hell.
Ready?
Well, I think you've killed it.
I don't even have a thing. I don't even have one.
No.
Give me a duck call.
You driving around at home would not be able to tell. You sound like Burgess Meredith.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'd been deer hunting my whole life, and then one of my dad's buddies was like, hey, y'all need to go duck hunting. And we just kind of, we went, I think we killed one duck and thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Ducks, you can be forgiven for thinking Devlin is one of your own.
Come on, man. He speaks natural duck. Yeah, I know. Hey, ducks out there, don't feel bad.
One of your own.
Just because you got lured to your death because this guy was playing the kazoo.
He knows the difference between killing and hunting.
I guess he does.
Ducks, you can be forgiven for thinking Devlin is one of your own.
Sounds like a duck, doesn't it?
Sounded like you.
It did sound like me. Can you tell the difference?
Oh.
Now, that's... Yeah, the competition calling is more for show. You wouldn't ever do that while you're hunting.
Apparently,
so there's competition duck calling, and then there's real duck calling.
Yeah, there's this. That's competition duck call, and then there's this.
Now, that's... Yeah, the competition calling is more for show. You wouldn't ever do that.
No, never.
So he's now qualified for the duck calling national championship, which happens to be the same day as the first round of the FCS playoffs. Now, the only way Devlin Duck Hodges can make that...
Devlin Duck Hodges. That's his nickname?
So...
Duck Hodges.
Did he...
Well, here we go.
If he helps lead his team to the SoCon title, which means... A first round bye. In Birmingham, Kyle Berger, WVTM 13.
So on the Dale and Keefe Twitter site.
Yeah, great site.
We've just tweeted out a picture of Carson Wentz.
Oh, what's he doing?
Who, I mean, based on the thousands of dead birds that he's posting on Twitter, is better at this than Devlin is.
Wait, Wentz is better?
Look at all the dead, look at all the dead ducks. I mean,
he just knows how to sniff them out.
Evidently, there are no bag limits. I mean, apparently, you can shoot every duck out of the sky.
Oh boy, we have time for one other quick story, which we didn't get to last week, Dale. This is different from Devlin Hodges and the ducks, but I did want to get this one across.
Okay,
because this is what can happen when you start to get a little paranoid. I guess this really could have happened to any one of us.
A man with no warrant is now in jail for slamming beers before turning himself in.
Which my biggest fear. Just all of a sudden,
would you actually turn yourself in?
No, I wouldn't, but I guess, you know, you drink enough beers, maybe you would.
Man with no warrant is now in jail for slamming beers before turning himself in. Billy Bob Hall told...
I mean, obviously.
Come on.
Obviously.
That's a stage name, isn't it?
Billy Bob Hall told police he needed to drink to build up the courage to turn himself in. He downed 7 beers then...
Well, he was nervous about turning himself in.
He wanted to turn himself in.
He did.
But he got nervous about it, so he had to slam a bunch of them get the courage to turn himself in.
Yeah, that happens. Sometimes people need, like, you know, they call it liquid courage, I believe, Dave.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's like me before I do karaoke a lot of the time.
Just a few Mai Tais.
Can I point out that if he hadn't slammed the 7 beers, he might not have had to turn himself in?
Well, he didn't need to turn himself in at all. There was no warrant for his arrest, but he's got a guilty conscience, I suppose.
Billy Bob Hall told police he needed to drink to build up the courage to turn himself in. He downed 7 beers, then turned up at the Parker County Jail. Deputies there say he didn't have a warrant for his arrest and they would have to let him go, but he was so intoxicated he posed a danger to himself and to others.
Sir, you're gonna have to get back in your car and drive home.
You're too drunk. That's the problem.
Deputies arrested him for public intoxication, and right now he's in jail, which I guess is where he wanted to be. Katie Johnston, CBS 11 News.
That's a cheap shot, Katie.
Well, he did seem pretty...
Well, he was like, listen, I got a lot on my plate right now. I don't want to have to be thinking about it. Hard to get a good night's rest if you think that the cops are after you.
That's true.
And so he had to build up his courage. So he slammed 7 beers.
Okay.
And now he's in jail. So that's the story for...
Billy Bob Hall.
Yep, thank you.
Billy Bob Hall. We got Billy Bob Hall. We got... A world champion duck caller.
Yep, Devlin Duck Hodges. So you're going to see him this Sunday.
He should have played at Oregon, don't you think?
Yeah, it would have made a lot more sense.
Would have just fit in perfectly.
I know, actually. Well, but he's hunting them, though? That's not good.
Killing mascots before the game. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We know Gronk is going to be part of the Fox pregame show on Thursday night. Apparently... That could be just the beginning.
Oh, boy.
For Rob Gronkowski. Mm. More on that when we come back. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Ducks, you can be forgiven for thinking Devlin is one of your own. In the other hand...
Sam Ford. Yes, that's your thing about that in Connecticut.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.